Famous last words. We have famous last words in history at Tu Brute. Famous last words in literature. 'Tis a far, far better thing that I am doing than I have ever done. Famous last words in the movies. It was not the airplanes that killed him. It was beauty that killed the beast. Famous last words as we remember comedians saying, W.C. Fields said that on his tombstone, he wanted it written, "All in all, I'd rather be in Philadelphia." Remember Dr. King this weekend, and of course his famous last word on the night before he died when he was preaching in Memphis, "I've been to the mountaintop, and I've seen the promised land." The Bible gives us famous last words of Jesus on the cross, where he said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." The gospel today contains Mary's last words. Now, these obviously are not at the end of her life. Mary comes, this is chapter 2 of St. John's gospel. Mary appears several other times in the gospels, most particularly at the crucifixion and at the Pentecost when she gathers with the disciples for the descent of the Spirit. But in no other of those occasions is Mary recorded as saying anything. This is the last recorded words that we have her say. "Do whatever he tells you." What Mary wants us, them, to understand is that if we do whatever Jesus tells us, all will be well. Everything will be well. Do whatever he tells you. If we turn the other cheek, the cycle of violence will finally be ended. We do whatever he tells us and forgive 70 times 7, we can get over our grudges and resentments. If we do whatever he tells us, the hungry will be fed, the naked will be clothed, the sick and the imprisoned will be visited. If we do whatever he tells us, we'll discover the blessing that occurs even in mourning, even in being in poor in spirit, even in being persecuted. If we do whatever he tells us, the prodigal son will be welcomed. We can act as the good Samaritan, and the lost sheep will be found. Do whatever he tells you. But I was remembering the first words the Gospels record Mary is saying. You remember the scene? The angel comes, gives her this great good news. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you will give birth to the one who will be Savior of the world. And Mary's first recorded words are, "How can this be? How can this be? How is my conception of the world, how does my understanding of how things work fit into this pronouncement that you're giving to me? How can this be?" And so something happened between that moment when this young girl, full of doubt and confusion and uncertainty, 30 some odd years later, is full of confidence. Do whatever he tells you. There was a transformation, a growth that happened in Mary's life that moved her from fear to faith, from hesitancy to hope, from doubt to confidence. When we look at the scriptures, I think we can get some hints or some suggestions about what enabled that to happen, what enabled this woman to go through this transformation process, and then get some ideas on how this happens in her own life as well. Because we too are too often tempted to say, how can this be? How can this be that I'm going through this illness? How can this be that despite our best efforts, our family still is not full of love and peace the way we want to be? How can this be that the innocent suffer, that the good die young, that the rich get rich and the poor get poor? How can this be that I am going through this moment of loss and grief and I don't see a way through? So we, like Mary, have to make that movement from how can this be to do whatever he tells you. The gospel to me suggests that the initial step in that movement is being able to hear that angelic word that Mary spoke, that the angel spoke to Mary, addressed to us. The angel said, blessed are you. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Isn't that what the Old Testament lesson said as well? Prophet Isaiah, no more shall you be called desolate. I call you my beloved. I call you my own. And isn't that the same word Jesus needed to hear? We remembered last week in the gospel of his baptism. You're my beloved son. I'm well pleased with you. We all, at our baptism, were given that same word. God said to us, I name you and claim you as my own. You are my beloved. I'm well pleased with you. If we're ever going to become people of faith, if we're ever going to move from fear and hesitancy into hope, it happens when we realize that God is just crazy about us. Maybe he doesn't have good taste. I don't know. But God is just crazy about us. And once we get that, how much God loves us, then we're on the way to genuine faith. And the other lesson I got from the scripture that moves us into being able to trust that we can do whatever Jesus tells us comes in that epistle today where St. Paul tells us that to each individual, God has bestowed a spiritual gift for the good of all. I'm thinking of that scene again. I can imagine when Mary said, how can this be? It was because it came out of her own insecurity. You know, well, how can this be? You know, I'm just a little young woman here. You know, I'm not very famous. I've never done anything. I'm not special. I've never been on TV, not even on Judge Mattis. But she was given a spiritual gift. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, the angel said. The Lord will overshadow you. And we were given that exact same promise. St. Paul says it. You've been given a spiritual gift. Maybe it's the gift of faith, the gift of a kind heart, the gift of a listening ear, the gift of a new day, the gift of a family that loves you. Whatever it is. But once we realize how gifted we are, then we have the confidence to do whatever Jesus tells us. What Mary learned, and what we all have to learn, is that the Lord will not be outdone in generosity. If we give a little, the Lord will give a lot. If we sow a seed of faith, it will multiply 30, 60, and 100-fold. If we share our loaves and fishes, they will feed a multitude. If we give of our time, God will give us eternity. If we share a cup of water, we'll be able to to walk on water. That's how we come to faith. And that's what enables us to do whatever Jesus tells us. Amen.